gooey or fudgy, what's your choice? Hey foodies, welcome to Cooking Shooking. Whether it's gooey or fudgy, we all enjoy brownie. So let's start making some eggless brownie without a worry. You will need 6 tablespoons of cocoa powder, a third of a cup of dark chocolate chopped, half a cup of butter, half a cup of yogurt, half a cup of plain flour or maida, a cup of powdered sugar, a teaspoon of baking powder, half a teaspoon of coffee dissolved in 2 teaspoons of water, and a teaspoon of vanilla essence. As we are going to be baking our brownies in an 18 square pan, you need a very huge cooker if you are going to use a cooker. And if you are using a cooker, make sure to add about 1.5 cups of salt, a wire stand and a perforated plate to it. But here I am using a tandoor, so I am going to directly heat this up in medium flame. Till then, let's get up with the batter. We are going to start off by sifting our flours, plain flour or maida in a sifter, followed by baking powder and cocoa powder. Now I'm going to sift this well. So our dry mixture is sifted well. To another mixing bowl, I'm going to add in my butter, followed by the sugar. Now I'm going to whip this up. Our butter and sugar is whipped well and it's creamy now. Now I'm going to add in my yogurt, about half of it, along with the coffee and vanilla. This is whipped well. I'm going to add in half of my dry mixture now, and before getting a flour shower, I'm going to give it a good spatula around. Now I'm going to add in my rest of the yogurt, and I'm going to add in rest of the dry mixture. I'm going to keep about a teaspoon of this mixture right now. Give this a good blend around. So our brownie batter is ready. I'm going to take the dark chocolate to the bowl, which I had about 1 teaspoon of the dry mix, and give it a good mix around. This will prevent the chocolate from sinking into the bottom of the pan and getting burnt. So something like that. So to the brownie mix, I'm going to add in my chocolate and give it a good fold around. Here I have a 8-inch square cake tin, greased, and then butter paper, and then again grease, and then some flour, so that our butter paper and nothing gets stuck to our brownie. And I'm going to add in my batter to this. Now I'm going to take a spoon and spread the batter really well. So our brownie tin is ready to go inside our tandoor. I'm going to place a tawa here. As this is a tandoor, the direct heat is coming only from the bottom and our brownie can burn. So a safety. Now I'm going to lower the flame. Now this is going to be baked for about 30 to 35 minutes in medium flame. Our brownie is baked for about 30 minutes and you'll know when it's ready that the edges are firm and the center is little bit gooey. Our brownie is cooled. Now I'm going to add in some melted chocolate over to it. I'm going to spread the melted chocolate. This is dark chocolate. This is good. I'm going to add in some white chocolate over to it. Making this glaze is totally optional. If you wish to add this glaze, you can add, otherwise you can skip it. I've added the white chocolate over to it. Now I'm going to use a spoon and make the marbling effect. Oh my, this looks absolutely stunning. Now I'm going to keep this in the refrigerator as it's super hot here, and then we're going to slice it. Otherwise you can also let it set in the room temperature. Creativity is your limit, so if you wish to add some hazelnuts, you can definitely add some hazelnuts over to it. So our chocolate is firm and now let's take it out. See the magic of taking excessive butter paper. So let's slice it up. So you can see my creative skills there. This is pure sin. This is pure chocolate heaven, so make sure you try this and let me know how does this go for you. This recipe is so versatile that with a swap of an ingredient, you can make a gooey or a fudgy brownie. So comment down below if you are interested to know. Thanks for watching. As always, Dix recipe can be found on our website cookingshooking.in. Do subscribe to our YouTube channel because Eggless baking without oven awaits for you every Wednesday, and our Indian or continental recipes every Saturday. Bye.